The U.S.-China trade relationship is a major focus of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. A keynote speaker at the U.S. Meat Export Federation spring conferences sees optimism for a new trade deal with China. John Newton of Terrain recently spoke to the group about his trade outlook.
I might be one of the few people that thinks we're going to get a phase two deal with China. How many people in the room think we're going to get a phase two deal with China? Oh, more than I thought. I think it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen. I think what President Trump has to do is by March of next year, he's got to show real progress on the big, beautiful bill, real progress on trade deals, real progress on the economy. Because what happens in March next year? Right into the midterms. Everybody in the House is going to be back in their districts campaigning. And what do they want to campaign on? Do they want to campaign on wins or losses? They want to campaign on wins, absolutely. So I think, you know, we've got about a 6 or 7 month window for some of these things to get done. And I'm pretty confident that they will get done.
Rather than dwell on current trade obstacles, USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says offices have been focused on how to develop and capitalize on alternative destinations, such as a promotion with a large grocer in Korea to build sales of frozen beef cuts that would usually be exported to China.
We've become pretty good at being nimble because of all the uncertainty and unknowns in the global marketplace over the last several years. So when you see something like China happen, where we're pivoting on the demand side. This is what our membership expects of us. You know, they're all well aware of the problems. You know, 150% tariff on beef into China is a big problem. But we try to come with solutions, or at least partial solutions, to help them out on the demand side. And that's our role. That's why we have these offices all over the world, 105 employees in 20 regions. And that's what they're there for.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.